Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. Mike Wilson alongside me, as he always is, but not right next to me this weekend, as he is in Las Vegas, Sin City. He got to check out the Pac-12 tourney. We'll obviously be talking about that. We'll be talking a lot about college hoops in general. As we know, Selection Sunday for the Big Dance, March Madness. Who's in, who's out? Mike, good morning, brother. How are you, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Maybe a little groggy from being in Vegas, but I'm doing good.
Well, you know what, man? You got to experience the Pac-12 tourney first up close and personal. You got to see the U of A. You got to see guys like DeAndre Ayton go out there and play a fantastic tournament. What are your impressions of him real quickly? And obviously we'll get into this a lot more on the other side. But real quickly, DeAndre Ayton, how impressive was he?
Back-to-back 30-plus games with about 30 to 35 rebounds. He's the number one pick in the draft, period.
Yeah, I would agree with you, brother. I would totally agree with you, man. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, a lot to get into. Obviously, it is Selection Sunday as far as it goes in the NCAA March Madness Tournament. We're going to talk about that. We're going to dissect it. There's a ton of things to talk about. NFL man Richard Sherman signing with the 49ers. What do you think of that? Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people, welcome back in. Yes, I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us in several different ways, people. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For me, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can check out Mike. He's Pigskin Opinion. Oh, man. So, like we're saying, Mike was in. He is actually still in Las Vegas in his hotel room, so I really do appreciate him joining me on the broadcast today because, as we all know, man, when you're in Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But with Mike, man, I'm telling you what, dude, there's no funny business. The guy just goes and he does what he's supposed to do. He goes to the conference tournament game for the Pac-12. And by the way, did you know that Grand Canyon University was also playing in Las Vegas, Mike, and they did go down to the Lobos, New Mexico State, in their final, but the fact that they make it that far, their first year in the conference, their first year eligibility-wise for the Big Dance, got to at least give Dan Marley and the Grand Canyon University a little bit of credit for going out there, playing a great season. And what's interesting to me is they were the favorites to win it all from the get-go in the beginning of the year, not giving a lot of respect to New Mexico State, if you ask me. But ultimately, man, more than just the Pac-12 tournament going on there in Vegas, brother.
Oh, it's Vegas, man. I mean, there's always something going on. But, yeah, they had the two conference tournaments in town and Grand Canyon. I'll tell you what, Marley has it going. Marley has that program running at a very high level right now. And let's just say it's running at a higher level than Arizona State down there in Tempe. So maybe a budding rivalry as we go along here in terms of getting basketball talent in the city of Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is, man, you have the U of A, who we all know, they're a perennial team that, to get to the tournament. ASU had that unbelievable start. They go 12-0. They beat the likes of a Kansas. They beat the likes of a Xavier, who are both in line to potentially be a number one seed for the March Madness tournament. And then you go through your Pac-12 season, and you're under 500. You know, a lot of that has to do probably with familiarity of your team in your conference. But at the end of the day, my friend, ASU, a big disappointment. Grand Canyon University, a little bit of a shock and a surprise to a certain degree. And then you have the U of A just doing what they do, which is go to tournament after tournament, winning the Pac-12 three out of the four last years. Very impressive run from U of A, man, especially under the circumstances. You know, you had Sean Miller getting
thrown out there as a guy that was breaking rules and violating things, you know, bribing people, but they just go about their business, Mike. There's something to be said for that.
Yeah, there is something to be said for that. And he was even asked that in the post-game press conference. You know, do you feel – the question was something along the lines of, do you feel a little vindicated by winning the conference tournament? And he was pretty honest. He was like, yeah. It just says a lot about our guys, says a lot about our staff. And he was talking about, you know, Wildcat Nation showing up. And he looked very – for the first time in probably a few weeks, he looked pretty happy. He was smiling a whole lot. So I think the win took a little bit of the pressure off in terms of the whole FBI investigation. But, you know, the opposing fan bases, if your team was playing U of A, man, they let them have it. UCLA was probably the best at letting Miller and the Cats have it all game. But, you know, you talk about ASU and just the downside of their season. And I do agree with you. There is some familiarity issues that come along once you get into conference play. But to get out the gate 12-0 and then go 8-10 or 8-11 if you count the conference tournament, you know, in conference, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to think of ASU. I don't, you know, we had talked early in the year, Dorf, about, you know, was the 12-0 start going to be the best that it got? Were we going to still be talking about the Devils and something special going on? Obviously, it turns out we're not. We're talking about 8-11 in conference, 1-done in the conference tournament, and then moving forward, you know, what's up with Hurley? You know, I mean, you get out the gate like that, and then you just kind of tank. And I don't know if it says something about him as a coach or I don't know with Hurley. What do you think?
A lot of good questions, Mike, to be honest with you. And let's jump out to the phones. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Let's hook up with Michelangelo. Michelangelo, you got the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today, brother?
Hey, what's happening, Andy?
How you doing, my friend? What's going on?
All right. Yeah, so I wanted to touch on what you're talking about with Cleveland. I agree with you on that just because they're making all these changes. You know, if they get 8-8, I'll be surprised, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you as far as the Cleveland Browns. You're talking about what I was saying on Facebook Live. Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, it's amazing to me, Mike. You know, obviously, I got Michelangelo on the line, our caller, and then we got Mike Wilson in Las Vegas, my partner, me, Andy Dorf, again, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And, you know, I was saying on Facebook Live, Mike, that, you know, all these people talking about the Cleveland Browns being a contender now just because they've made a few moves. Win some football games before you start talking about a team being a contender. I just don't understand how quick we are to jump on things. And I know that it happens, man. You can go from worst to first. It's really easy. But we are talking about the Cleveland Browns, man. Nothing is easy for the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. So, yeah. Go ahead, Michelangelo. What else, man?
Oh, well, you know, with the right management in place, they could wind up, you know, like almost a mirror image of the Jaguars, you know?
Yeah.
Because I mean, I think we even talked about this before, you know, the New York Giants' loss of Coughlin was Jacksonville's gain.
Absolutely.
Know? Yeah. And so, like, 100%. Now Jacksonville, you know, he's down there in Jacksonville trying to put together a dynasty, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, eventually you get so many first-round picks, you know, you're going to have a pretty good team. I mean, the thing about Jacksonville, too, last season, I think it was six of their starters on defense was either first or second round picks.
Yep. You know? No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I mean, that's how you build it. You're
Calais
right.
Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about your Cardinals, brother? What about your Cardinals? I know you're a big Cardinal fan. So no quarterback right now.
No,
you're losing out on.
Oh my God.
But I mean, look, you're losing out. I mean, I'm sorry, man. And I've always been like, everyone thinks that the Cardinals are so close, like, to being good. Are you that guy as well? Because I personally don't think they're that close to being good. So,
you know, I wasn't down with them signing Steve Kimes to another 5 years. I wasn't with that, you know.
Okay.
But the thing about it is like, look, okay, well, I don't think he's that good at drafting players, for one thing. The last good draft he had was, I think, when he drafted Deion Buchanan. Well, that was at least the last good first-round pick we got.
Sure, sure.
But I don't know. I mean, the thing about it is like, well, our hands are tied. We really can't do anything until we get a quarterback.
Yes.
You know? So
I agree, man. And I mean, look, at this point, I hate to say it, but everybody's way overpaying for quarterbacks. And the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes to me is just mind-boggling. Yeah. I'm sorry, man, but the guy hasn't done anything. He hasn't won anything as far as it goes in the playoffs. And everybody wants to throw money at people these days. I just don't get it, man.
Look what happened with Osweiler.
Yeah, exactly. Great point, man. Great point. So ultimately, yeah, man, you know what? You just got to go out there. You got to hope that things work themselves out and, you know, you make the right plays, you make the right calls. But ultimately, man, you know what? No quarterback right now. The Kirk Cousins sweepstakes are probably going to come and go. And I don't think Arizona's really in the market for this guy. Tyrod Taylor gets dealt the other day. I mean, it's they got to go quarterback, man. I'm sorry, but in the draft,
yeah,
they
in the first round, we have to go quarterback.
Yep, you know? I agree.
We are way overdue. Even if we get a good free agent quarterback in place, we really should draft a quarterback still. And I'm not talking like those bargain basement quarterbacks that we got in the past, you know, like John Skelton,
yeah,
you know, for example.
Kevin Cobb, man? Kevin Cobb,
oh,
what about him?
That one, yeah, that still stings right there. You had to do
all
that,
right,
huh, Andy?
Absolutely, man. Hey, brother, we're up against a break, but obviously give us a call Monday through Friday, man. We are back on the airwaves this Monday, brother. So give us a call locally in Phoenix, my friend.
All right, man. I'm glad you're feeling a little better.
Absolutely, man. You too, man. And you know what? I just got to send a shout out to our buddy Keith as well, right, man? Hopefully Keith is feeling okay.
Yes, sir. All right, take care,
Michelangelo. All right, people, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Second and six from the 14. Cousins looks. Enzo, right corner, up high. It's caught. Dachshund. Touchdown, Redskins.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Ristic in the paint. Nice pass. Tear it down. DeAndre Ayton. Remember the axial tilt on the solstice?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. That's kind of an acquired taste, too, if you are not a fan of Bill Walton. I love Bill Walton, to be honest with you, man. I think that guy does a fantastic job of painting the picture. He and Dave Pasch, two of my favorite guys when they call games, to be quite honest with you. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Mike is coming to you live from the Las Vegas area as he was there for the Pac-12 tournament, checking things out, watching DeAndre Ayton and the Wildcats of University of Arizona going out and winning their third out of the last four. Very impressive, especially with everything that's transpired there in the last couple few weeks. Sean Miller not coaching that team. That when it happened, the announcement comes out that Saturday. Now back with the guys, and I'll tell you what, got a great ovation when they played their final game at home. They go on to win the Pac-12 tourney. Do they have a run in them, U of A fan? Do they have a run in them? To be honest with you, man, I think they might. I really do. I mean, when you have the best player in all of the country in DeAndre Ayton, I don't see why not. Why can't you make a really solid run in the tournament and just kind of just keep going after all those critics that want to nail you for something that you may or may not have done? Because at this point, man, it's been pretty quiet ever since the big talk from ESPN coming out there and accusing Sean Miller of something. And then he comes back very strong, Mike, and says, look, man, I did not do this and this and that and the other. And then obviously the questions coming about, are you going to sue? And he just basically said, look, I've made my statement. But truth be told, man, super impressive from the Wildcats of University of Arizona, Mike.
Yeah, very impressive. And, I mean, they played a good UCLA team, and they played a good, what I thought was a good USC team. And USC just couldn't make shots the last 10 minutes, 11 minutes of that championship game last night. And that in the end, did them in. But I don't know what else you can say about DeAndre Ayton. I mean, he had 32 and 18 last night. He had 30 and like 15 the night before that, against the Bruins. The guy is just a beast. He stands out from everybody else. I mean, you know this. When you see NBA talent, NFL talent on the college level, you just know it when you see it. And DeAndre has that kind of talent. Now, yeah, I mean, he has some flaws in his game, but whoever ends up having the first pick in the draft, they don't take Ayton. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking.
No, I'm with you 100%. Again, just talking a little NCAA March Madness, at least what we're thinking about could happen potentially. Who's in, who's out? Is your team in? We would love to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Kansas gets it done over West Virginia, winning the Big 12 Conference Tournament. And I'll tell you what, man, you know, Kansas really, really showed me a lot this season. This wasn't supposed to be their greatest team. And rightfully so, you know, in the beginning of the year, they kind of struggled, losing to the likes of Washington, losing to the likes of an Arizona State Sun Devil team. And both of those, one was in Kansas City, one was at Allen Fieldhouse there in Lawrence, Kansas. And ultimately now they're a much different team than they were at that point in the season. They're going on and winning conference tournaments. They beat West Virginia 81-70. You had Cincinnati taking care of Memphis, who, by the way, they did provide some excitement early in their tournament with a buzzer beater. Villanova gets it done over Providence, who had a pretty good run in their tournament. Virginia beats North Carolina, who was able to get past Duke. And people are talking about if North Carolina wins that game, that potentially they're a number one seed. Obviously, they lose that game, so probably keeping them off the number one line. But man, oh man, Mike, it's here, brother. March Madness, man. I mean, honestly, I love this time of year. I don't know about you, but I absolutely love this time of year. There's nothing like watching kids go out there and play one basketball game, 40 minutes. That's all these guys are guaranteed when it comes to March Madness. So I don't know about you, brother, but when it comes to this time of year, I am absolutely very excited to see what's going to happen on the floor.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. This time of the year for me, you know, I'm just like everybody else, filling out multiple brackets and watching the games and like you said, 40 minutes is all they're guaranteed, and they have to ball out for 40 minutes six times to get to hoist that NCAA trophy. So it is an exciting time. I liked what UVA did yesterday. You know, all the talk about Carolina being a number one seed, I'm sitting there going, they're not, they got nine losses. Like, this, you're not a number one seed if you got nine losses, if they would have won last night. So I wasn't too in on that. Arizona, like we've been talking about, they can make a run, but we all know the tournament, buddy, it's all about matchups and who you draw. That kind of helps to dictate, you know, how far you're going to go, I think, to a certain extent.
No, I agree with you, man. And, you know, again, it's really hard to say who's going to wind up getting on a run and who's going to wind up putting it together for, like you said, six games. And, you know, along the way, who's going to throw some problems in there? Can the Wichita States of the world, can Gonzaga, those Gonzagas of the world, a little bit smaller schools, but they're on the map, the Xaviers of the world, who, again, another team that is on the map, and they're a little bit smaller university. Will Oklahoma make the tournament? Does Arizona State or Oklahoma deserve to be in your humble opinion, Mike?
No.
Like, neither one of them?
They don't. No, neither one of them. But at the same time, I mean, what do I know? I mean, you look at Joe Lunardi's big bracket, and he has a possible play-in game between those two schools. Which from maybe a kind of a entertaining kind of game, it would be kind of fun to watch, but, they're both, if they get in, they backed in, to the playoffs, to the tournament. So, I don't think a team that's 8-11 in their conference, and sliding like the Devils needs to be part of the 64 or 68 teams that, comprise the tournament.
No, and you know what, I can understand that, and I can appreciate that point of view, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a quick moment. I mean, ultimately, Oklahoma has one of the most exciting and fun players to watch in the country in Trae Young, and Arizona State, I don't know if there's any other team in the country that can say that they potentially beat two, not one, but two number one seeds throughout the year in Kansas and Xavier, if it so happens. So I think, I understand exactly where you're coming from, and truth be told, I would probably lean in your direction. However, I do see the value in having Arizona State and Oklahoma play in a writing game because of the potential that these two teams have, or they showed throughout the season at some point. And at this point in this year, they're not showing that, obviously, Mike, but they did have great wins. They did beat Kansas. They did beat Xavier. Oklahoma had some nice wins as well. So ultimately, the committee has a very, and I mean very, tough decision to make when it comes to the final four teams in or the final four teams out of this tournament, because, like I said, Oklahoma has a very special player in Trae Young, who will probably wind up coming out in the draft this year. And would you not like to see what this guy could do in a tournament like this? And then as far as Arizona State goes, I mean, again, they had exceptional guard play early in the year. And we know how important guard play is when it comes to March Madness. So, like, they have qualities that are really intriguing for the March Madness tournament, Mike.
No, there are some very intriguing qualities about both those teams and individual players on both those teams. I don't know. I just can't get over the conference record for the Sun Devils, and I can't get over just how poorly Oklahoma has played coming into the tournament. I mean, and here's the thing with Trae Young. Yeah, he's talented, and he's like the guy on the team. He puts up a lot of shots, man. I mean, he puts up a lot of shots, and they're not all good shots. And, you know, I can see him coming out to the pros next year. But at the same time, I don't know if I'd take a flyer on that kid for my team. But getting back to the tournament, I mean, you got Middle Tennessee State, who by all accounts is this great mid-major team, losing in their tournament. There's a decision there to be made
sure.
with that team. You know, you got Stephen F. Austin who gets in. You know, I start looking at these teams these mid-major teams or these smaller schools, and who's going to pull the upset?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I hear the music, Mike, means we got to kind of kick it to a break here. But you bring up some excellent points. We'll continue talking about this on the other side, man. It's Selection Sunday as far as March Madness goes, people. Get on board. 1-800-878-7529. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Down to 2 seconds. Deep one for Allen. Got it!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Select your target species and select your subscription length. Get your box delivered. Catch more fish. It's that easy. Offering fresh and salt water, we've partnered with Fish Talk to get you a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Mystery Tackle Box is the original monthly lure subscription service. In fact, we've been told that it feels like Christmas once a month, and you can get started for as little as $15 a month. Go to MysteryTackleBox.com today. That's MysteryTackleBox.com and start getting your packages every month. This is John, and I believe in Mystery Tackle Box. Go to MysteryTackleBox.com, mention Fish Talk, get a special deal, and get the packages coming every month. You will be looking forward to it.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
5 seconds for Sabo. Got it away. Kevin Sabo sends Kent State to Cleveland.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well if Mike's got that thing up and running, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can always check that out. All the replays of the show, the podcast, you can always check them out. And obviously the daily show Monday through Friday in Phoenix, Arizona, you can always check that out there too. But obviously a lot going on in the sports world. We do not want to be unaware of everything happening. Like I said, in the NFL, I just kind of want to do a quick reset here, Mike. In the NFL, you have Richard Sherman joining the 49ers, 3-year deal, $39 million. The Browns making all kinds of moves. Does this make them a contender? People are starting to talk like that. I'm sorry, but let's win some football games before you start talking about a team being a contender that is a perennial loser year in and year out. It just never makes sense to me. The Kirk Cousins sweepstakes is still going on, and Von Miller and the Denver Broncos say, hey, we're all in on this deal, and go for it, man. Go get Kirk Cousins. If you think that this guy is the guy that's going to lead you to the promised land, I personally do not have that feeling. I'm sorry. Just don't think that. In the golf world, Mike, real quickly, man. Holy cow. Look who's on top of the leaderboard going into a Sunday. Tiger Woods, man. Unbelievable. Not right at the top, but right in the mix at 8 under. I believe the leader's at 9 under. So pretty impressive stuff going on all around the world in general. But Mike, again, back, he's in Las Vegas, got to take in the Pac-12 tournament, and obviously talking a lot about what's going on there. But Mike, good to see Mike. Good to see Tiger Woods back on top of the leaderboard, or what, brother? What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? You don't say anything about, you know, I don't worry about all the off the course stuff anymore with him. It just is what it is. But he is so good for the game of golf, and when he is at his A game and when he has fully healed, and let's just hope he's fully healed from his back issues, I'm not saying he's the Tiger of, you know, of old or anything, but it's going to attract a lot of interest to the game of golf, and it's going to be fun to watch if this is going to be something that we can look forward to in the future.
You know, and what it would be even better about this whole thing is let's be honest, man. It's not like Tiger has fallen for one or two tournaments, bro. He's fallen for years, man.
About 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, so ultimately, look, I'm all about the stories, man. I'm all about giving people second and third chances. I hate to say it, but that's the way that I live, and that's just my philosophy. And I love when people get second chances or third chances, and they make the most of them. Well, you know what, man? Why is Tiger Woods any different, right? I mean, look, like you said, the off-course stuff, it all happened. It took place. It got out there, and people learned about it. People got to know about Tiger in a much different way. But the truth is let's get back to appreciating Tiger for what we appreciated Tiger for in the first place. It was his ability to play the game of golf. So let's hope and let's pray, like you said, that the back and all the problems that he's gone through are past him. They're behind him. And now we're looking at the new Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah, hopefully we're looking at the new Tiger Woods. And if he's playing like this, and we all know what the first major of the year is. I mean, that's a course that, you know, they tried to Tiger proof it down there in Augusta, Georgia, but we shall see, you know, once the majors roll around, just how back, pardon the pun, that he is.
No, but you know what? That's a great point. I mean, you know, it's nice to see him getting in some pretty good form right now, this current weekend as we sit early in March because, like you said, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it starts somewhere around April 4th or something like that, the Masters. So good to see Tiger in good form right now. I think it would mean a lot to him to go out there and win a tournament, and especially doing it in Tiger Woods fashion, coming from behind. And I know it's not like he's that far behind. He's one stroke behind the leader, Connors, right now, who's at 9 under par. You got Brant Snedeker at 8 under. You got Tiger at 8 under. You got Rose at 8 under. Reed at 8 under. And then you go to Burns, who's at 6 under. But again, man, to me, it's just about seeing Tiger Woods back on top of the golf world. And again, we're not saying that he is, so don't think we're getting caught speeding here.
I do think
that it would be a very cool story. And I've been one of those guys, Mike, to be, I'll be quite honest, I don't think I ever really saw Tiger Woods being in the mix of a tournament anymore. So to me, this is a breath of fresh air, man, because I didn't really ever think Tiger Woods would get back to being in contention on a Sunday at any tournament, to be honest with you, bro.
No, I was of the same mindset. I'm like, oh, okay, this is, you know, the last couple of years, I'm like, this is it. Like, I rooted for, you know, I've always rooted for him to make a comeback and to play some solid golf and win some tournaments, even win some majors. But the problems that he's had with his back, I mean, we both play golf. We know how much torque and stretching that back gets when you step up to the tee box, and the way he plays and the level he plays at just puts so much more pressure than any of us can ever imagine on our back, that I was really of the mindset that this was, you know, we were seeing the end of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, no, and I have a bad back myself, so believe me, man, I can relate to what Tiger Woods was going through to a certain degree. Obviously, I'm not sitting there trying to play professional golf on the PGA Tour, but I do know what it's like to have an awful back and to have back pain. There's days that, you know, I can't get out of bed, man. So I can only imagine what it's like for a guy that's trying to be the best at what he does and not being able to do what you want to be able to do. I mean, it's just that simple. Hey, let me ask you this. Richard Sherman getting the deal with the 49ers, $39 million for 3 years. I think that his best is behind him. I think you would agree with me there. But with that being said, the 49ers are on the rise. You know, you don't need to make huge splashes. You just need to make little moves that you hope are going to fill in your roster, give you some depth, and maybe give you some veteran leadership. And I think they probably accomplished just about everything I said with bringing Richard Sherman in.
Yeah, and the one thing we had to remember with Sherman is that, you know, he's going to be coming off an Achilles injury.
Yep.
So, you know, you got that part of it that you, if you're the Niners, yeah, you're concerned with it. But the vast amount of experience that he has winning a Super Bowl, almost winning two, that he can pass on, that he can help those young DBs in San Francisco. This from an experience standpoint, this was a good move for them.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, it just, to me, it makes a lot of sense. If you can bring in a guy like that knows the division, and then obviously he may be able to give you some ins and outs on his former team if it winds up becoming something that's a pretty big important piece when push comes to shove. And, you know, I would think that he'll help out obviously the cornerback situation there. They have Stribling, they've got Ward, they've got Williams, they've got Witherspoon, and then obviously now they added Sherman to that mix. And like you said, the one common theme that you see from all of their cornerbacks and their safeties, a lot of youth, man, a lot of young guys in that secondary. So I would think that Richard Sherman, by the way, too, I hate to say this, he's not that old either, people. He's only 29 years old. So I just think it's one of those deals where, man, oh, man, I am just really, really thinking that the 49ers have themselves a team that is going to be a serious contender next season, Mike. I really do.
Yeah, if not a serious contender, I would say maybe a serious contender the year after next.
But they got some moves, and they certainly got their quarterback now. And we all know that when you got a quarterback at the professional level or at any level, you got a good chance to win more often than not. So, you know, a lot of people, and I kind of put myself in this category, think that they can, if not contend for a playoff, just outright make the playoffs next year.
Yeah, and what are you hearing about Odell Beckham and the video, potentially very troubling video involving Odell Beckham Jr., and we're not even sure where the origin of this video came from, but the truth is this could be something that could be pretty damaging for Odell Beckham.
Well, this is, to be quite honest, this is the first time I've heard about it. I've been, you know, you kind of get immersed in the tournament up here, and some things just kind of slip by. So do we know what's on the video? Like, what,
no,
is it a domestic violence kind of thing, or what's going on?
Well, it's basically something that was leaked on Friday while he was on a Nike-sponsored trip in Europe. The seven-second clip posted on social media shows Odell Beckham in a bed next to a pizza holding what appears to be some sort of brown cigarette or cigar. There's a woman next to him with a credit card and what it looks like a white powdery substance. So again, man, look, you got to be so careful about what you're doing. I'm sorry, man, but you know, everybody thinks it's really cool to like have themselves be on video. And look, I video myself all the time when I'm doing my radio shows. You know, I'm on Facebook Live and things along that nature. But the truth is, Mike, is I'm not doing anything that is going to put myself in a position where people are going to say, look, he's a bad person. I don't want to have anything to do with this guy. So I know everybody wants to be seen. I know everybody wants to be heard. I know everybody wants to make a name for themselves. But let me give you a little bit of information here. Quit videoing yourself. Quit putting yourself out there so much that when everything you do is put on a microscope and then everybody can see it and then they can judge you. I get it, man. You want attention. But sometimes attention gets you in trouble, Mike.
Yeah, just imagine if you're the management for the New York Giants, what has to be going through your head. It's like, again, I mean, like, look, I mean, if this guy was your third stringer guy, he'd be gone. But because he's Odell Beckham Jr., he's gonna get a chance. But you have to wonder how much of this stuff do the Giants put up with, because they're kind of like the Steelers and the Patriots. They don't put up with this stuff. They run their organization like they run their organization, and they don't like to be embarrassed. And you really have to wonder just how long, you know, Odell's going to be there.
I don't think anybody likes to get embarrassed. I mean, let's be honest, man. Yeah. You know, these guys are supposed to be the best of the best, right? They're supposed to, go out there and represent themselves and their teams to the best of their ability. And when they drop the ball, you know what? There's consequences for all of your actions. And I know the music is playing, so we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up this hour. A lot going on in the sports world, people. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Keep it close, everybody. We're coming back with our final thoughts, at least for this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. With Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
He's just that type of player. He not only would be a difference maker to my team, but to any team that he goes to in the National Football League. It's an instant upgrade, leadership. He can throw and make all the passes on the field. So, yeah, when you get a guy like that, you're automatically in Super Bowl contention.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Final segment of this hour that has absolutely flown by. I'm talking to Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. He's in Las Vegas. He was hanging out, checking out the Pac-12 tournament. The Arizona Wildcats get it done. 3 out of the last 4 years they have taken that tournament. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you can get at us in many different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Mike, quick question for you. Are you sticking around for a while in hour number two, or are you going to call it a day after hour number one and try to head back to the Valley of the Sun, man?
I'm going to call it a day and get my butt back to the Valley of the Sun and my beautiful bride. Yeah.
All right. So do me a favor, bro. Before I let you rock and roll for the day, I got to get a final thought from you, at least your take on the sports world for this week, man.
Well, you know what? I know there's a lot of people that listen to us around the country, but if you have not seen Arizona DeAndre Ayton play yet, you better make it appointment television, because you are looking at the probable number one pick in the NBA draft and maybe a perennial all-star type of player.
Yeah, I think this is a guy. Would you say transcending? Is that a good word for a guy like DeAndre Ayton?
I don't think I would go that far just yet. He's not a Shaquille O'Neal. You know, he's not a Bill Russell yet, but he certainly has the potential to do that. Yes.
Mike, have a wonderful day, brother. Drive safely, and I'll see you during the week on the local show here in Phoenix, Arizona, brother.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Have a great day. Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime, putting in an hour of work. I appreciate it, man. He's in Las Vegas. I'll get you through hour number two. Keep it close, everybody. I am Andy Dorf. He was Mike Wilson. And yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. I'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Urging President Trump to make sure to maintain that maximum pressure until we find to see complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization within North Korea.
Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants the White House to keep the pressure on North Korea after an invitation from Kim Jong-un to meet with the president. Johnson telling CNN State of the Union being nice isn't going to accomplish much.
What we can't do is we can't do what we did with Iran and let off the pressure and then just watch the behavior go in the wrong direction.
A police officer is dead, his shooter charged with murder after a standoff Friday night in California.
Officer Gregory Casillas was shot in the face after being called on a report of a reckless vehicle where they chased the shooter until he barricaded himself inside an apartment. He then fired shots through the door of the apartment, killing the officer and injuring another. After a 15-hour standoff, the shooter was taken into custody.
That's Jennifer Breeden and the East Coast bracing for another winter storm. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Russia says it successfully test-launched a hypersonic missile. There's video showing the missile detaching from a fighter jet with a fiery tail behind it. Vladimir Putin calling it a Kinzhal missile, an ideal weapon, calling it part of a new stockpile of invincible weapons. During his speech on March 1st, he played a video that showed missiles raining down on Florida, the State Department saying this was not the behavior of a responsible international player. Protesters in India have taken to the streets in opposition to the construction of what would become the largest nuclear power plant in the world. We get details from John Clemens.
Protesters from villages surrounding the construction of the nuclear power plant called for the project to be stopped over safety concerns. The area on India's western coast is said to be prone to earthquakes or possible tsunamis. The project is a joint venture of the Nuclear Power Corporation of India with a French state-controlled company. Officials in Delhi claim the nuclear power plant is necessary to supply the rapidly growing needs for India's burgeoning economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Three postal employees rushed to the hospital Sunday morning after handling a package with an unknown substance at a mail sorting facility in upstate New York. ABC saying an employee broke out in a rash after handling a package. Another had a similar reaction when entering the room. They were quarantined by hazmat teams, taken to the hospital, and later released without complications. A former member of the Trump administration motivating a far-right crowd in France. We get details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former White House strategist Steve Bannon has given a boost to French far-right leader Marine Le Pen, telling a cheering crowd of her National Front party members that history is on their side.
You are part of a worldwide movement that is bigger than France,
bigger than Italy, bigger than Hungary, bigger than all of it.
Bannon says some may call him and others like him racist, but he says they should take that as a badge of honor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Over the next couple of weeks, you can expect lots of talk around the workplace that deal with brackets. It's all about the college basketball playoffs called March Madness. A survey conducted by Office Team found that workers spend an average of 25.5 minutes per day on sport-related activities. If you spread that out over the duration of the college basketball tournament, it adds up to about 6 hours. Checking game scores or team rankings is the most common distraction. Some companies actually encourage this activity as a way for employees to bond with colleagues. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Andy Dorf. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. It's Selection Sunday, people. How excited are you about March Madness? I am absolutely ecstatic about March Madness, man. Looking so forward to the tournament. Going to be unbelievable, as it always is, as we know. In the NFL, Richard Sherman going to the San Francisco 49ers. Is this a big deal? Is this not a big deal? We know he's coming back from an Achilles heel, but he's getting $39 million over 3 years for them. And I think it's a great move, to be honest with you. It can't be a bad move. Philadelphia Eagles making moves. Cleveland Browns making moves. So many people making moves. There's no offseason anymore. That's what I'm learning about every single sport. There is no offseason, people. Anyways, so much to talk about in the world of sports. Obviously, the NBA playoffs right around the corner, too. And that's really interesting as well, man. So many teams in the mix from 3 to 8 on both sides. Going to be a fun playoff for them, too. And NHL, Major League Baseball right around the corner. And speaking of that, I'll have my professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. So we're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk hockey. But so much to get into, people. Get at me. It's 1-800-878-7529 or hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And yes, I'm your captain, Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents.
Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Experience Mahler's glorious Fifth Symphony, regarded as one of his crowning achievements, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, starting March 22nd through March 25th at Davies Symphony Hall. Also on the program, experience Gil Shaham's formidable technique, as well as a big singing tone and a sunny disposition at Davies Symphony Hall, March 22nd through 25th. On April 26th, Holst's orchestral suite, The Planets, paints each deity based on ancient astrology. Take a peek behind the scenes and experience a San Francisco Symphony performance in the making, beginning at 8:30 a.m. with coffee, donuts, and a half-hour informative talk at 9 a.m. Then watch as the conductor and musicians collaborate to bring the music to life. Go to www.sfsymphony.org. for more details.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hey guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show. Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our package G3 boats in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Live.
High and deep to left. Grand slam, Jan Gomes. No doubt about it. And with one swing, Gomes has tied this game at 5.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, oh man, oh man, so much to be looking forward to when you hear the sounds of the bat cracking the ball. The boys of summer are back. Yes, they are. They're back right here in the desert. They're back in Florida. And obviously, baseball is right around the corner. And when you think about March Madness, I hate to say it, but you also think about the boys of summer too, man. And to speak and talk to me about that and maybe even get into some hockey with none other than my professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada. Good morning, or actually good afternoon to you, John. How are you, my friend?
Good afternoon to me, Andy. Good morning to you. I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Can't complain, man. You know, I'm talking sports, doing what I love to do here, and obviously get a good opportunity to do this 6 days a week, man. So I'm pretty fortunate, pretty lucky, pretty happy about what's going on for me. But like I said, man, it's March, spring training. That means we're getting that much closer to Major League Baseball. Is anything catching your eye so far, or is this just kind of like going through the motions right now?
Well, I think as we chatted last week, for most teams, the rosters are pretty much set. I would suggest that most teams are looking at between 1 and 5 spots that might be open, and probably there's only two or three teams that would say they have five spots open. I think most teams know their first 22 or 23 players. So I think for most people, we're sort of going through the motions. A couple of things that sort of jump out. You don't really know what guys are working on, so it's hard to determine whether you can read anything into spring training stats. But something that caught my eye yesterday was that Jason Kipnis of the Cleveland Indians, who, you know, has never been the second coming of Babe Ruth. He's got a strong bat, but he's never been the second coming of Babe Ruth. He's sitting there with six homers and 12 RBIs in only eight spring training games. So you have to assume that he's only had two, maybe three at-bats in each of those games. I think he's had something like 22 at-bats in eight games, so less than three at-bats a game. And here's a guy that's popped six homers. That's probably a little surprising based on his history, and I'm not suggesting that there's anything inappropriate going on there. That's something that jumped out at me. Other than that, spring training stats to me don't mean an awful lot. You never really know what guys are working on. You might have a top pitcher that's working on a curveball, and he's throwing a curveball 70% of the time rather than 15% of the time. So really hard to read into it, but mostly guys getting in shape from where I can see it, Andy.
That's the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports, joining me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, obviously. Hey, let me ask you about Aaron Boone. Obviously, gets the job there with the Yankees as the manager, and I would think that this is a team that should be poised and ready to make postseason runs year in and year out now. I mean, could we be looking at a dynasty once again with the Yankees, and should Aaron Boone and the Yankees be thinking World Series expectations year in and year out?
Well, I don't see any reason why not. We've sort of seen the Yankees go back to the Yankees of old in terms of spending money to get what they need, in this case, Stanton. You know, the Yankees we have seen for a couple of years go the new route, the Houston route, if you want to go that route, without really tearing it right down. They certainly traded some players, were able to get those players back as free agents, which is the advantage of the big checkbook. But from a standpoint of the Yankees have to be competitive in a New York market, otherwise the press and the media and the fans will just absolutely toast them. So you have to expect that the Yankees are going to be good. Certainly they've got the ability with the farm system and the checkbook to be good this year and for many years to come. And I think Aaron Boone has walked into a great situation. Other than the fact that he has no major league experience as a manager, he certainly knows the game, and I know you know the gentleman quite well, so you're probably much better able to address that than I am. But from afar, he strikes me as being the right guy for that job at this time. Yes, he does have a lack of experience, but I think he's got such a strong team and a good bunch of coaches and support from the front office with him. I think he'll be just fine, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the Yankees make a serious run at the World Series. They're certainly a postseason team. There's no question in my mind that they're going to be there.
No, I think high expectations for the Yankees is very much what we all thought would be the situation for them. Obviously, with Aaron Boone coming in, and we know the success of the Boone family in general, and you alluded to my relationship with them, and my relationship is with Brett, and he's a great guy, and I love having him on the local show. I should have him on this show as well. He's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to baseball, and just in general, just a wealth of knowledge about just real life. I love talking to Brett. Every now and then I get a random call from him when I don't have him on the air, and we just have really interesting conversations, to be honest with you, John. So it's been a real pleasure getting to know Brett Boone, and I look forward to just continuing to grow that relationship. And hopefully, I mean, in all honesty, my goal is to somehow figure out a way to get Brett, Aaron, both on the phone with me during the season and talk baseball with both of those guys. So that's my ultimate goal, and I hope I can achieve it and make it happen. Let me ask you about teams like the Dodgers and the Indians. I mean, how much of this year will be for them about just turning the page and kind of forgetting about what they didn't make happen last season?
Yeah, we've seen this with the Dodgers for several seasons now. I don't know how many straight Western Division titles it is. I think it's four or five. Certainly a big string of postseason achievements. always seem to drop it at the end. And, you know, last year it was in the World Series. A couple of years it's been in the Championship Series. A couple of years it's been in the Division Series. They've always sort of been a little bit like Washington, never really been able to get over that hump. And with the money that they have and the talent that they have, you have to wonder why that has happened. I guess other than last year, with the Giants being strong, that's always been a big competitive thing for them. But last year they sort of rolled away with it, had that great streak in July and August. What did they win, like 41 out of 48 or some unbelievable number like that? The Dodgers, clearly a very strong team, still have to be the favorites in the National League West. You know, their season really starts when the postseason starts. That's the monkey that they have to get off their back. With respect to Cleveland, I think they're very much in the same situation, very close to winning the World Series a couple of years ago when they lost to the Cubs in extra innings in Game 7 in that very dramatic game. But I think one of the things that Cleveland is going to have to look out for is what I see as a much stronger Minnesota Twins team, specifically in the starting rotation. And I understand that while it hasn't been announced yet officially, that apparently Lance Lynn has agreed to a one-year, $12 million contract with the Twins, subject to a physical. And if that's the case, that strengthens that rotation significantly. They already had Santana. They picked up Odorizzi a couple of weeks ago. Now all of a sudden we're looking at Lance Lynn. They also signed Logan Morrison to either DH or play first base, depending on what Joe Mauer wants to do. I think that's going to be a strong team. So Cleveland's going to have some challenges next year within their own division.
Hey, real quickly, with about a minute left here, so before we got to take a break, Milwaukee Brewers, should we be feeling pretty good about the outlook for them, or are they still a couple of arms away from being competitive for the long run?
Well, I think they're still an arm, at least one arm away from being competitive. I know that's something near and dear to your heart, being from Milwaukee. I'd really like to see the Brewers go out and sign Jake Arrieta, even if it's on a short-term front-end loaded deal. You know, if it's 1 year with an option for the second year, if Lance Lynn can get $12 million, I have to figure that Arrieta's going to get $12 million. Whether the Brewers want to spend that kind of money short-term is another story. But I think if they picked up somebody like that to go to the front of the rotation for a year, maybe two, while their prospects mature and progress to the major league level, I think Milwaukee can be competitive. That's always been a tough division. Pittsburgh's fallen off. Cincinnati's in a rebuild, but the Cubs and the Cardinals are always there. So that's going to be tough for the Brewers to break in from that standpoint. But, yeah, add an arm to that team, and I can see them having a very good season, Andy.
All righty. That's John Poulter, my professor of sports, joining me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, John, we're going to have to take a pause for the cause. Do you think you can stick around with me for another segment? We'll maybe jump into some hockey. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that sounds great. Look forward to that.
All right, cool. So we're going to take a quick pause for the cause with John Poulter. Like I said, my professor of sports, hanging out with me here, Andy Dorf, on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. So much to talk about in the sports world. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. We love to hear your thoughts and your opinions. It is the weekend edition. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. I'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Started every overtime. That's changed the last little while. They're out there to start this one, and Kane's got it. Looking for Taves. Hawks win! Hawks win! Jonathan Taves from Patrick Kane and Duncan Keith. And the Hawks pick up their 29th victory at the expense of the Avs.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Love hearing the sound of the puck go through the net. It's a beautiful thing. It really is, man. You hear that light lamp up and the crowd goes wild. The announcer makes a great call, which, by the way, some of those NHL hockey calls are some of the best in the world. Anyways, everybody, welcome back in. I am Andy Dorf. Yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Hanging out with my good friend, the professor, my professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada, and we just got done talking about some baseball, and now we're going to obviously switch gears and talk some hockey. And by the way, I got to thank NHL.com, MLB.com, NBA.com, all those places for all the clips and highlights that you hear on the program, and Scott does a fantastic job of doing all the highlights and clips on the program, so I do appreciate all the sound that he brings to the program, because it does add a lot. By the way, you can always add a lot as well by getting at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Let's talk some hockey. John Poulter, so hockey is kind of, seriously, I mean, in all honesty, in my humble opinion, it feels like the season has just flown by. Do you feel the same way, yes or no?
Yeah, I do, and in a lot of respects, that's good, because living down where you live, where you have sunshine 12 months of the year, you perhaps don't appreciate it the same way that we do. And I don't mean to be disrespectful when I say that, but you know, we have longer winters here than you do in Phoenix. Let's be honest.
Sure, and, sure.
The hockey season is a winter. A winter game, and quite frankly, when the hockey season goes quickly, that makes you feel mentally that the winter has gone quickly. And let's face it, when the winter goes quickly, we're all happier people. Probably when you were back in Wisconsin in your younger days, you were probably always glad to see the end of winter as well. Not so much now that you live in the South, but certainly when you live in Canada and in hockey territory anywhere in the Northeast of Canada and the United States, it's a sign that winter's over, and who doesn't like that?
No, I agree 100%. Let me ask you a few things here. So the Nashville Predators looking pretty good. Obviously, the Washington Capitals looking pretty good. The Tampa Bay Lightning looking pretty good. The Vegas Knights looking pretty good. And the reason I'm saying it to you that way, John, is because out of all those teams that I just listed as being the top team in their division, the Vegas Knights in the Pacific, Nashville in the Central, Washington in the Metropolitan, and then Tampa Bay in the Atlantic. Does that, like, not shock you as much as it's shocking me right now?
I'm not sure that it shocks me, Andy, because I follow the game quite closely, and I followed the development of these teams. Tampa Bay is a young team, has been growing for a few years. Washington's been on the brink for a number of years. Nashville, losers in the Stanley Cup final last year, and a very good team. Clearly the one that surprises all of us, and we've talked about this before, is the Vegas Golden Knights. I don't think anybody, if we chatted about this in October, I don't think anybody would have said that we thought that the Vegas Golden Knights would even be a playoff contender in mid-March, let alone leading their division and the second seed in the West. So they've got to be the major surprise, perhaps the major surprise in all sports, expansion teams all time. They are certainly a one-off. We probably won't ever see that again. But it doesn't surprise me that those teams are the ones that are competing. Once again, the Rangers have spent a ton of money and sitting below 500. Pittsburgh, as we talked last week, when Mike was with us, you know, he asked me if I thought Pittsburgh could win the Stanley Cup again, and my comment was yes, if they can get some goaltending, because they don't have Fleury as the backup to Murray. Murray is still hurt. I had the opportunity to go to the Toronto-Pittsburgh game last night at the Air Canada Centre. Clearly, Pittsburgh has goaltending problems. Murray is still hurt. I think the Leafs scored three goals on their first eight shots, and all, in my opinion, all were stoppable shots by an NHL goalie. So I think Pittsburgh still has a chance to get back in there. That division, that metropolitan division, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia, they have 83, 82, and 81 points, respectively, with 13 games to go. So clearly that's a toss-up who wins that division. Pittsburgh on a hot streak could certainly come back and win that. But if Pittsburgh don't get some goaltending, I think they're going to be in trouble in terms of defending Lord Stanley's mug, but they certainly have the talent to do it if they could get some goaltending. So that, to me, is still the team to watch outside the ones that we mentioned. Winnipeg, I think, in the West could still give somebody a good run for their money. They're 7 points behind Nashville at the moment in the Central Division, but that's a very strong team, and in my opinion, that's the best Canadian team right now, even better than the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That's the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports, joining me, talking NHL hockey at the moment. You know, I guess where I was going with my statement in the beginning is Tampa is a warm weather climate. Washington, obviously, you know, they've had their fair share, and they've been pretty solid along the ways. But Nashville, you know, another place that I don't think is, again, it recently, yes, it's been a big part of what's going on in the NHL, but I don't think for most people around the world, they're like, wow, I'm thinking about a major hockey town, and they're thinking Nashville, okay? And then as far as the Vegas Knights, man, I mean, it's the desert. So, again, I just think that as far as what I was talking about is that when it comes to who's leading these divisions, I'm just surprised that, you know, it's In most of the cases, it's warm weather climates. It's places that, you know, you don't really think about hockey so much.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from on that, and I hadn't read that into your original comment. I thought you were basically referring to the quality of the teams, and, you know, did I think that they were teams that were going to be in contention? And I see where you're coming from, and I think as much as anything, Andy, it's a factor of the way that teams now build. Because of the salary cap, they don't go out and spend a whole ton of money on one or two players, with perhaps the exception of the Chicago Blackhawks, and we don't really want to go there because it's been a loss in Chicago. But, you know, in terms of those teams, they're all relatively new teams because they're from warmer climates, and you can include the Florida Panthers in that because all of a sudden, going 8-1-1 in their last 10 games, they've climbed to within 2 points of a playoff spot, and they have 3 games in hand on the two teams right ahead of them. So you know, let's not count the Florida Panthers out of this equation either. But I think it's perhaps a factor that these teams are not necessarily just in warm weather climates. It's just that they're newer franchises. They're using the new quote-unquote model in terms of the way that they build their team. And perhaps that's just showing that this is the real way to build a team rather than going out and just using an open checkbook. And probably the New York Rangers, the best example of that on the other side. An open checkbook has cost them very dearly, both financially and on the ice. So
no,
I think there's a couple of things there that we need to look at.
Yeah, and that's some great points. I mean, because, you know, you're talking about different places in the country. And I'm speaking to my professor of sports, John Poulter, Hockey Talk right now. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And, you know, you hit a few different places, right? Like, figure it out, man. Chicago, Detroit, New York. I mean, those are all places that are very used to watching hockey for a long, long time, late into the season, and they're not going to be doing that. How good is the Atlantic Division? I mean, it seems to me like that's probably the best division from top to bottom, but you would know better than I would. So is that the best division in hockey?
It's close. I still think that this season probably yes, but I think if you look at historically the last 4 or 5 years, I think the Central Division, with Nashville, Winnipeg, Minnesota, Chicago, St. Louis, and Dallas, I think that's probably been the most highly contested division over the last few years. But certainly with the fall off this year of the Blackhawks, I'd have to say that the Atlantic Division this year is probably the most competitive division. And we're seeing a lot of good hockey there, and I'm a little bit biased because the Leafs are in that division. So, of course, I see an awful lot of games that are Atlantic Division games simply because of the way that the schedule is drawn up. So I'm perhaps a little bit more exposed to the Atlantic Division than I am to the other divisions simply because I see more games. But I wouldn't disagree with you there. I think there's been some very good hockey played in that division this year, and all of it already we're seeing 100 points for the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, yeah, best team in the league.
Hey, John, as always, man, I appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you next week on the weekend edition here on Dorf on Sports. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Always my pleasure to join you, and look forward to chatting next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, my professor of sports, breaking it down. We talk baseball. We talk hockey. I talk everything, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I'm going to get back into basketball on the other side. It is Selection Sunday for March Madness. Keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. I'll be right back.
Daniels on takeaway by Nemestikov. He breaks in on Nielsen. Nemestikov scores! Welcome to the New York Rangers, Vlad Nemestikov.
This is Dorf on Sports. Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army. And he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Barry takes it for three. Tied! Newton for the win! He won it! He won it! Jaquan Newton won it at the buzzer!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Man, oh, man, I love this time of year. I really do love this time of year. March Madness, Selection Sunday. Teams get in, teams don't get in. Teams that are on the bubble that should make it sometimes don't make it. Teams that are on the bubble that shouldn't make it sometimes do make it just because. And I think this could be one of those years where that is the case. And the case that I'm talking about is Oklahoma and Arizona State University. And the truth is that probably neither one of these two teams really truly deserve to be in the tournament because of what they did in their conferences. Both teams under 500. Both teams with an early exit in their conference tournament. However, they do have some characteristics of teams that do make March Madness, and that make March Madness very exciting. Oklahoma has this kid named Trae Young. He has range like Steph Curry. He can go out there and drain it from anywhere on the floor. However, overall, Oklahoma's body of work has been a little bit under what you would expect teams to be if they're going to make the tournament. But they do have that one kid who really does deserve an opportunity to showcase his ability and let people all over the world know how good he is at basketball. Now the argument for Arizona State University. They got out of the gate 12-0. They beat the likes of a Kansas. They beat the likes of a Xavier, who are both very worthy of being a number one seed overall throughout the whole March Madness tournament. Is that enough to say what you did in the Pac-12 season isn't going to hurt your resume overall? They were 8-10 during the regular season. They lost to Colorado in the first round of the Pac-12 tournament. So overall, they go 8-11 in the Pac-12 if you look at it. But again, they beat Kansas. They beat Xavier. And I'll be honest with you, that would be a really, really cool writing game. So don't be surprised if you see Arizona State and Oklahoma both making the tournament and both playing each other in a writing game. I just can't wait for March Madness. Like, seriously, man. Thursday and Friday will come this coming week. People will be taking off work. They will call in sick. They will do whatever they possibly can to watch that action. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Some of you shake your head saying, no, 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 no. I'll tell you what, though. Yes, 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 yes. People are going to be getting out of work all around the country, watching their school, watching their team, watching their guy. It's March Madness, baby. You got to love it. You absolutely got to love the wall-to-wall basketball. You got to love it. You got it. So I'm super stoked, man. I am stoked. So stoked for the March Madness tournament. Can't wait. Does a team like U of A have a run in them? Maybe. They do have the best player in the country in DeAndre Ayton. I mean, the guy can flat out play. I watched him play through the Pac-12 tourney. He's fantastic. He is. He's fantastic. Virginia plays that smothering defense. Villanova gets up and down. Rock Chalk, Jayhawks, KU. Those guys, man, they're ahead of time, man. They weren't supposed to be this good this year. So ultimately, what I love about March Madness, and you can say this every year, but I think this year even more so. Like, seriously. So many squads have an opportunity. So many squads have an opportunity. I am just really, really excited for March Madness. Thursday, you cannot come soon enough. That's what I'm trying to say. Thursday, you cannot come soon enough. Really excited for that. All right, so let's switch gears. Let's talk some NBA hoops because I got some thoughts about that too. And you can get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. That's how we can talk. You can always hit me up on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. The Cleveland Cavaliers are not getting out of the East. I'm telling you right now. The Cleveland Cavaliers will not get out of the Eastern Conference. And yes, I know it's March. I know that the playoffs are a little bit of ways. But I'm telling you right now, they are not getting out of the Eastern Conference. And you may say, hey, wait, slow down, Dorf man, slow down. Because Kevin Love is not playing right now. And when Kevin Love comes back, well, everything's going to be all good. No, 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 no. It's not going to be all good because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. They don't play defense. They do not play defense. I watched them play the LA Clippers the other night. They lost the ball game 116-102. And they were coming off of a 5-game road winning streak. Okay? So here's the deal. The Cleveland Cavaliers have a real issue playing defense because you know what? They do not play defense. And that even goes for LeBron James, man. LeBron James has for some weird reason, decided to not really put a lot of time and effort and energy into that side of the ball. When we know, I absolutely know what that dude is capable of. I saw him make an unbelievable, and I say unbelievable, block in the finals a few years back to win an NBA championship. I'm not seeing that same effort out of LeBron James. And I know we're talking regular season. I get it. I get it. But this is a team that is fighting to stay in the top four in the Eastern Conference. And that is a joke in itself. We're talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James. So I'm telling you right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers do not make it out of the Eastern Conference. Not happening. Not happening. So you might wonder, well, Dorf, who is getting out of the Eastern Conference in that case? I think it's the Toronto Raptors. I really do. I think it's the Toronto Raptors. And the reason I think it's the Toronto Raptors is because they have really, really shown me something. They have shown me that they can win on the road. They can win at home. They can score points. They can defend. That's pretty important, by the way, people. That's pretty important, by the way. You have to know how to defend, and you have to be able to shut people down. You have to make key stops at key times. So ultimately, you have to be able to go out there and defend and get a stop when you need to make a stop. And I don't think the Cleveland Cavaliers can do that. I do think the Toronto Raptors can. And the real issue for them, when you think about it, is if you game plan for DeMar DeRozan and you game plan for Kyle Lowry, then can anybody else on that team make a shot? And I'll tell you what, Van Vliet answered that question the other day. DeMar DeRozan had the opportunity to make the play himself. However, what did he do? He dished the rock and he passed it to Van Vliet. Van Vliet knocks it down. They get the victory. What did that do? That did a couple of things, people. That did a couple of things. That instilled the confidence in Van Vliet to know that, you know what? If I'm given the opportunity, DeMar DeRozan is going to look for me and DeMar DeRozan is going to find me. And you know what? I got to come through and I got to be clutch. I got to make the bucket. So there were a couple of things that went on just by that one thing happening there. I think that that'll pay dividends moving forward. I really do. I think the Toronto Raptors have had their lumps. They've had their bruises. They've had their emotional roller coaster, if you will. They've had their growing pains. And now I think they're ready. I think they've matured. And I think they are the team that is absolutely poised and ready to take the Eastern Conference. And believe me, man, I've been talking tons of March Madness today too. A lot of March Madness, people. I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know that. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But right now I'm talking a little NBA action. Because the playoffs are near for that too. And Selection Sunday is upon us. Will Arizona State make it? Will Oklahoma make it? Will they be playing in a writing game? Possibly. Very possibly. But getting back to the NBA. Houston Rockets. Yep, Houston Rockets. That's my squad, man. That's my squad. That's who I think is getting out of the Western Conference. I just told you that I don't think the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to get out of the East, and now I'm telling you that I don't think that the Golden State Warriors are going to get out of the West. Yep, you're hearing me correctly. You're hearing me correctly. We're going to get something a little different, I think. I really do. I think we're going to get something a little different in the NBA this year. And ultimately, when I look at 3-8 in both sides, Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, a whole heck of a lot more competitive than it has been in a long, long time. So kudos to the NBA. Kudos to the NBA because everybody thinks it's so unbalanced. It's so uneven. Not true. Not true. Yes, the Golden State Warriors have a lot of good players. Yes, the Houston Rockets have a lot of good players. I don't think you would say the same thing about the Toronto Raptors in a sense of like all those all-stars. That's what I mean by really good players. You know, they got DeMar DeRozan, they got Kyle Lowry, and then they got everybody else. I really like the makeup in Houston. I really do. There's something about it. And you can't deny James Harden this year, man. You can't deny the guy. He's the MVP. He is the MVP of the NBA. He is. Can't deny him this year. He's actually improved on the defensive side of the ball, too. And that's what I think Houston is doing a little bit better than they have in recent years, too. For some weird reason, they are playing defense. They are. I mean, again, they give up a bunch of points. but they score almost 9 more points than they give up. So ultimately, you can give up 105 as long as you're scoring 114. Okay, like that's cool then. Then it's okay. It's okay to do that. And they have so many guys and so many weapons that they can make plays. So it's almost like there's no way. It's like the Golden State Warriors. There's no way they're not going to put points on the board. They're going to put points on the board. And they've also added a dimension that they haven't had before. They're playing a little bit of defense. And I'm not surprised that they lost to the Raptors either. That streak was incredible, people. Incredible streak from the Houston Rockets that they just ran off. Anyways, I know I got to take a final pause for the cause today here on the program. So, yeah, you heard it. Houston Rockets are probably playing the Toronto Raptors in the NBA Finals. At least that's what I think right now. Subject to change. It's always subject to change. But right now, that's what it is here in the moment. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Andy Dorf, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. I'll be right back.
Paul to Luke, back to Chris, 4 on the shot clock. Paul on the move, puts Gobert on skates. That's just not fair.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere.
Scott.
Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly
tonight,
domestically and
I
save up to 75%.
Right.
You can even fly internationally and save
more.
Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals
too, right?
On hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages.
So don't
book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today, which, by the way, you can catch me Again, 10 p.m. Pacific time. I believe that would be midnight Central time. And then 1 a.m. on the East Coast. You can always check me out that way again later here. The Dorfman, late night, Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. You can always check me out there. And then obviously SB Nation Radio too. So love that stuff. Love it. My final shout, and obviously I got to thank Scott. Great job today with all the clips. And again, thanking NBA.com and MLB.com, all the places that we get the highlights. Really do appreciate Scott putting in that input. It's good stuff. I love it. I love highlights. Everybody loves highlights. And that's why I love March Madness, man. Because that's a highlight reel waiting to happen. But my final thought today is to my man, Tiger Woods. I have loved to watch this guy. I am such a huge fan of Tiger Woods. And for so long, I never thought that this guy would be in contention and that this guy would have an opportunity to go out there and once again be playing on Sunday, to hoist up trophies, to earn that cash. Never thought it would happen. But I'm really happy to see him have an opportunity on a Sunday to go out there and win a tournament. And you know what's coming up? The Masters, man. The Masters is coming up. It's good to see the guy coming into form right before that. Anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. For Scott, for Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Edition of Dorf on Sports.